This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour. This hour, I have to wash down, or I guess wash it around. Hello. It's Friday, the 1st of December, 24 days. Remember that song, 24 hours from Tulsa? 24 days until Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you. We're here to do as much as we can for you. All right. So, this week has been a grope fest. Who is groping who? Or maybe that's the incorrect English. Who is groping whom? Bette Midler says Geraldo groped her. This is Geraldo saying Matt Lauer is... did he defend him? Is that really what Geraldo did? Defended Matt Lauer?
I mean, he basically said he's a great guy, didn't he?
Yeah,
he is a great guy.
Pathetic, and he always treated his family well, and that the news business is flirty.
Yeah.
The news business is flirty. What does that mean?
Right.
Flirty. Does that mean, this is, well, we're not, we talk about things in the news. I don't consider us to be, we're a conversation program about what's going on in the world. And so we talk about things like this. I don't consider, we're not news gatherers. Once in a while, we may say something that makes news, not the intention. The idea is to have an intelligent conversation about what people are talking about or what's going on in the world. What people need to know. Do we need to know that Bette Midler was groped?
Well, she's pretty upset about it, apparently.
Why'd she wait till now to tell everybody about it?
Well, she did tell everyone because she actually released a video of her being interviewed by Barbara Walters a long time ago when she did tell the story. And Barbara Walters, I guess, kind of didn't really believe her. So she, in the video, she goes back through the story and is very adamant. And then Geraldo wrote a memoir at some point, maybe in the 90s, and he admitted that he did it. That he groped her breasts after, but he didn't say the other drug part. She said that Geraldo and his producer pushed her into her bathroom. They were at her apartment to interview her, and that they, I don't know what poppers are, but she said they opened two poppers and put them under her nose. I guess that was something. Was it cocaine? Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she said that both of them felt her up in the bathroom.
All right.
But wouldn't she be? She'd still be snorting cocaine with them, right?
That's the unclear part. I'm not sure if she did it or if they tried to make her do it and she refused. I'm not really sure what
she
that part was.
No surprise to me that Geraldo's a creeper. Look at that picture that he put out online with his shirtless drunken selfie.
Oh, right.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
A few years ago. That's why when you defended Matt Lauer, I thought, well, all right,
that's
I get it.
Typical Geraldo, yeah.
Right.
Well, that's, you see, you just said what I think is the normal attitude toward Geraldo. Typical Geraldo. He's just a big mouth, loud mouth, jerkle burger.
No. It's that I've seen him naked with in his bathroom.
But I'm saying he is a loud mouth, big, kind of jerkle burger.
Well, I think the thing that also kind of really, beyond saying news is a flirty business, which is pretty bad, he said it also seems like a current epidemic of #sex harassment allegations may be criminalizing courtship and conflating it with predation. That's where people were like, wait a second, this is not courtship that we're talking about. These are sexual assault cases.
Yeah.
He apologized for that because he got such a huge backlash online, but Bette Midler is bringing this up now because she said, where's her apology?
And he says,
nothing. As of yet, he has not responded.
All right, so the more pleasant side of courtship may be the announcement this week that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are engaged. And apparently the bro, Prince William, is very happy about it because he seems to love his brother, and he also seems to like Meghan Markle.
He also, did you see the other comment he made? He's also happy Harry's going to get married so he can stop raiding his fridge.
Yes. For me personally, I hope it means he stays out of my fridge. It'll stop him scrounging off of my food. He's done it over the past years like a true older brother.
Why do I not believe that? That's a really cute thing to say, but I have a hard time believing that Harry comes over and eats out of William's fridge or that William even knows that he's doing it.
Why?
I 100%
brothers
believe that.
I do
no,
too.
They don't. They live in their separate little houses that are right next to each other.
Yeah,
Harry's cottage is tiny. And then where they live, they don't live in the palace. They live in a house, Kate and William and the kids.
Uh-huh.
It's on the same grounds. Yeah.
So,
it's not a condo, but I mean,
it's part of their little, not bungalows, but they're little cottages. That's probably a good way of putting
it.
Yeah. Yep. And they apparently are close. I'm guessing that Harry has a lot to do with the children. He plays a lot with William and Kate's children. And it's a nice toast. So they're going to continue to live there. Is that it? Harry and
they're going to live in Harry's cottage, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So where do they live when they get married? Doesn't he have his own castle?
Well, I don't know. I think that both of the boys just wanted to stay where they are now because it's not quite a palace, but it's close enough to being where they need to be for royal duties and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think where little Prince George goes to school, I think they walk him to school. So it must be very close to town, whatever section of town they're in Kensington.
Make sure you do your royal duties, and after that, flush, please.
You know what I want to know is when Kate Middleton is due with her third kid. Because it's got to be, April.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not going to overlap with the
wedding. When's Meghan due with her child?
We don't know.
Aha. All right, isn't it much more fun talking about that than who groped
whom? So much nicer.
Please. Put it away.
Remember the beginning of this week when that was literally the only news was just the engagement?
Yeah. And then groping became, it's become the national pastime, not groping.
Yeah.
But perhaps all the discussion and focus will put an end to it as a certain pastime for many leches. Are there many leches or a few leches? What's the number? There are more than, so only famous people do this? Is that the way it works? Or does the average person, is there a list, is there a line of Jerry and Fred and Tom and whomever else you come up with, that is there a long list of people who are not necessarily titans of business, titans of entertainment, but just regular quote-unquote people who are getting away with this, and will this stop in their ranks? And if that's the case, do we need to focus more on them? And would there be a story here? Is there some role in this focus on middle America, on the average American? Because we haven't talked about the average American at all. We're talking about people of privilege, politicians, actors, people who have status that run big companies. Have you noticed? Have you heard about Fred took a shot at Gail? I haven't heard that story, have you? But I bet you Fred has taken liberties with Gail. And there have been plenty of other people who have taken liberties with average people.
Well, we've certainly heard a lot about the airline industry.
Yeah,
I mean, they're regular people, so I know what you're saying, but I don't understand how every little job and in every company that maybe has 10 employees is going to be reported or make it into the news.
I'm not suggesting that they ought to make it in the news or be reported, but the consciousness that is coming from the awareness of
there.
All of this,
yeah.
The consciousness is there. So will Betty, who is the secretary for Fred, Fred's been having his fun with Betty for a long time. Would Betty say, go blank yourself, leave me alone. If you touch me and you then fire me, I'll own your company. That's possible.
Possible? Sure.
Yeah. All right. So I just, I'm wondering whether you think
this is
changes
branching
the scenario
out into other areas.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do.
Goes
I think
beyond.
Yeah, on everybody's mind. Yep.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Right. All right, here's something else that ought to be on everybody's mind. We're going to, later today, give away the first of four switch, driver, and drill sets from The Works, W-O-R-X. And we also will choose from our DJVShow.com website a winner. I guess they're winning both of these together, right? The Pegasus Folding Work Table.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the driver and drill. So we have... $250-$260 worth of Christmas presents. You won't have to buy them for the person in your life who likes to work in the shop, who wants to set up something fulfilling in the garage. So we are giving one set away, a folding work table and the sawhorse, and one switch, driver, and drill as the day moves on. So if you haven't registered yet, you haven't heard us talking about this, we want you to go to djvshow.com and register. There's a little, isn't there a button there? I forgot what you put there or what Nicole put there.
But yep. All we need is your name and your email address.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later during the day.
Possibly your street address, I'm not sure, but that's the email address is essential. That's how we're going to be able to notify you.
All right. So if you're ready for this, go while you have a moment to djvshow.com and register for the giveaway later today, switch, driver, and drill, and the Pegasus folding work table and sawhorse. Both of those things will be yours if you are the winner of the random drawing later today. Register now at djvshow.com.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so one of the other things that happened this week that didn't get a lot of attention, the four ships that washed up on the shores of Japan with skeletons on board is like a bad...
Oh, yeah, the ghost
one
ships.
Of the pirates, like a... What do they call that? What's his name?
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah,
right.
That's exactly it, yep.
Pirates of the Japanese.
Yeah.
So, it was... What, 15 dead bodies and skeletons have been found so far on the main island of Japan? Does anybody know where they...
Well, they're coming. I think they're coming from North Korea.
People trying to escape North Korea, right?
Well, no. I forget. Now, this was a few days ago, but there was something about... there was some forced fishing program that North Korea had, and they're not. And these men weren't trained at all, and they didn't know what they were doing, and they're getting killed, basically, at sea, and then the boats are washing up.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah.
That's a way for Kim Jong-un to get rid of people he doesn't want to bury, put them on a boat. And
the
let
North Korean cruise
right,
line.
Yeah. 21 past the hour.
We'll be right back. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Biggest fan in the world of the Moody's, but I'm close. Moody Blues, a PBS special started last night, and they started with this song. Crank it up, Carol, will you? The acoustics were interesting in this hall because their microphone gave more tone and balance to both Justin and John Graham. It really was kind of interesting to listen to it. This was done around a big orchestra, too, which Justin has always liked to have their, like this song. Listen to the orchestra in this. It's not a typical. The Moody's got away from the typical guitar and drums and that kind of stuff with this song. Listen to all the orchestration. 100-piece orchestra in this show. 50th anniversary of their first album, Days of Future Past, a live TV special for PBS. Justin said a couple of years ago, I was thinking how best to celebrate the 50th anniversary when I was fortunate enough to meet an arranger and conductor named Elliot Davis from Toronto's World Festival Orchestra. The album's original arranger, Peter Knight, had passed away in 1985. He was one of the original Moody Blues. Hayward said he was seeking a classical conductor to help recreate the sound of this album, which blended orchestral arrangements and psychedelic rock sounds. This is one of the first, I believe it was the first concept rock album. Days of Future Past first created to highlight the power of stereo recording, because this was at the very beginning of stereo. Hard to believe, isn't it, huh?
Wow.
1967. Until then, everything had been monaural. One track only. So you would never have appreciated the orchestra the way you do in this album. They were really groundbreaking. You ask me every once in a while why it is that I like them so much. One of the reasons I like them, other than I like Justin, is the fact that he was so smart about this. He was trained as a classical musician, Justin was. And these guys all were friends growing up. Story similar to the Beatles. The original band members, the five of them all grew up together. And it was another English band. But they didn't want to be, there's nothing about Justin that was going to allow them to be compared to the Beatles because they'd get lost fast. And so that's where he came up with the idea of doing rock to these huge orchestrations. Anyway, so the performance was taped at the Sony Center in Toronto on the 7th of July this year. And what we saw when I went to see him this summer was Jeremy Irons was there, and he did a narration through it all. Finally, okay, Victoria, finally, the Moody's have been nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll
Hall
of Fame.
That one gets a finally, because it's ridiculous taken this long.
Yeah. I may go see them. They're going to do four performances at the Wynn in Las Vegas late in January. That'd be a quick hop for me, Jennifer, over. Maybe we'll make a party out of it. But there's no mistaking the Moody Blues. And as you are around me more, you get used to it. I think you all knew. Did I ask you once, though, when we were talking about this, and would Kara know who they were? Who didn't know who the Moody's were?
I definitely know who they are. My brother's a huge fan of theirs. He loves all that 60s stuff, so yeah.
All that 60s stuff.
All that 60s.
Yeah, that 60s
mumbo
stuff.
Jumbo, yeah.
Yeah. All right, congrats to the Moody's, 28 after.
The more you talk about how bad others are, the worse you look. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I've met people obsessed with wanting to convince others how bad certain people are in their lives. These people can't seem to let go of trying to convince me, or others for that matter, of how terrible the person is who hurt them. But here's the thing. The more obsessed they become with talking about that person, the more they are consumed by negativity. And the same is true with you. If you've been hurt by someone and find yourself trying to tell others how bad or terrible that person is, then just keep in mind that at some point, you will definitely need to let that go. Otherwise, you will have been consumed by that person's negativity. For help letting go of pain, visit drchristianconti.com.
Lumber Liquidators Cyber Week flooring deals are going on now. Get a deal and get it done with easy-to-install laminate from just 59 cents. Or worry-proof your home for the holidays with waterproof engineered vinyl plank on sale. Buy online at lumberliquidators.com and get it delivered or pick up for free at your local store. Even get coupon savings on our best-selling hardwood floors. More deals from 49 cents and professional installation, plus special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Bornstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, celebrating Friday, the first day of December, the holidays, a milestone, a note, the passing of Jim Nabors, who was 87. I say this and you can hear a little bit of a thing in my voice. Jim Nabors was one of these characters, a character actor, but he, besides being a character actor, he was a character.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun with him once in an interview. He, I think it was one, he was on it. Well, I can't remember what TV show it was on, because he did so many of them. He came from Alabama, lived in Hawaii, was gay, and nobody paid any attention when he said, "Golly!" The way he did, it almost, if I say it sounded like he was gay when he said it, who's going to say, what, huh, he did? He was a singer of note. Maybe that was why I interviewed him. I'm trying to remember why the heck I interviewed him. He had a couple of songs, but was he best known for being on Andy Griffith, Gomer Pyle?
I think so.
Yeah, probably, right?
How long did Gomer Pyle last after he left Andy Griffith?
It was on for 5 years on CBS.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I never watched that program. That
always in the top 10.
Escaped me in reruns. Yeah.
Yeah. He hosted a variety show for quite a while. He's a very talented guy. Had a liver transplant in 1994. He'd been in Hawaii, lived there for 30 years, had a macadamia nut farm, and married his...
funny.
It does, yeah. He married his partner in 2013. And, Goober was George Lindsay. Remember all that silly stuff it made? But you probably don't remember all of it. I guess I do.
But Goober was his cousin on the show, right?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, George Lindsay was his name. Mm-hmm. That was the actor's name. He was always the character. He played that kind of a role well. In fact, he was a very refined, sophisticated man. At least that was my opinion of him when I met him. A very nice, sweet man, and very easy to be around, as opposed to a lot of people that become successful. He was just a kind of a friendly, fun guy who I think every once in a while pinched himself that he'd gotten to the point where everybody... But he wasn't, "Hi, Jim," when you went down the street. It was, "Hi, Gomer." You know, if you saw him on the street, let's say in L.A., he's very approachable. Well, again, that was my experience with him. So kind of sad. 87. Had a good life. What else can you say? Now, don't you wish at the end of your life that somebody could summarize it quickly with something like that? He was a good person, or she was a good person, and she had a good life. What better way to eulogize somebody? You know, a lot of people like to have everybody get up and talk about their experience with somebody when they passed, and that's okay. It makes you feel better. Doesn't do anything for the person who's passed. But there's a just nice, better to be known that way, I think. And would we say the same of Rosa Parks? Today is Rosa Parks Day. In honor of the, she was dubbed a civil rights leader, but she wasn't really even an activist. She just got on a bus and said no when she was told to sit in the colored section. She said, "No, I'm not sitting in the back anymore." She rode the Cleveland Avenue bus home, and an ordinance in the city where she lived, Montgomery City ordinance, allowed bus drivers to assign seating. Can you imagine getting onto a city bus in Los Angeles and the driver says, "Hey, you sit over there, and you sit over there, and you back there, you sit by the window."
I just can't imagine getting on a city bus in Los Angeles.
I've actually ridden on a couple of city buses.
Have you really?
Over by USC, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
Brave.
She was arrested for violating the city ordinance, fined $10. And this is, by the way, this is 1955. So it isn't, for some of you, it may seem like a long time ago, but it isn't a long time ago. Imagine this era where men who are black couldn't use the same toilet as men who are white in the United States military. Did you know that? In the Korean War, the soldiers who were stationed in Korea had two latrines, one for blacks and one for whites. This is the 1950s. All right? This is... anyway. So California was the first to recognize the date of Rosa Parks' birth on February 4th, 2000. And so since then, there have been others who... but more importantly, this is the day of her arrest, so that probably has more meaning to it, right? Do you all know the story? You kind of all, did you learn this in school or in conversation?
Sure.
Where did you study? When did you learn about Rosa Parks, Jennifer?
In school. I don't remember what year it was, but definitely in school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember either what year, but for sure it was in school.
Yeah, I mean, we always had Black History Month in school, and so I'm sure starting probably, I feel like it was fairly young, probably in elementary school, you learn about that.
People have made more of her in the sense, again, calling her a leader or an activist or whatever it is. She just said no. I'm not.
But I think whether that was her intention going into it, I think she became one for people after that.
She became a symbol. Yep, she did. She was a symbol. Also today is National Pie Day. Every year on December 1st, folks who love dessert, me, observe National Pie Day. I actually have had a pie all week. I've had a pie. I just finished it last night.
Of course you have.
That I was given on Thanksgiving.
Blueberry?
A blueberry pie, yep.
That's his favorite.
And from Whole Foods. My friend David brought it to me. So I'm all about it. This is the middle of pie baking season, right, between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
How many people actually bake their own pies? Jennifer, you make your own pies?
I have made pie before. I don't generally make pies, though.
No. All right. How about you, Victoria? I have a feeling you're a fairly good cook when you want to be.
Oh, I love cooking. That's like my favorite passion / hobby. Yeah, I love it. I do love baking desserts, but I've never made a pie. I've made tarts and things like that, but I've never actually made a pie. Maybe I should do that this year.
Pies are tough. The reason I don't do it a lot is because you have to have the right temperature on the butter, and if you want to really make the crust, and it's just, it's very fussy. But I have made pies. They've turned out well. I just so much prefer cooking where you don't have to measure everything.
Right, just throw it.
Although I can make some cookies. I'm all right at that.
Me too. I throw everything in the pot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I made
well, we know, Doug.
I made two pumpkin pies for Halloween, but I cheated because the filling is so easy, and my roommate really likes... Well, yeah, and my roommate really likes the graham cracker crust, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I made it with that, so you don't even have to do all that much.
You did something you didn't want to do because...
It's pumpkin pie, so I'm still going to eat it regardless, but it's not. I don't like it as much as the normal crust, but you're right. It's kind of a pain in the butt to make that
crust. I remember opening one of those cans when my mother, I was a kid, very young, opened a can, took the can over, and I saw the pumpkin pie filling, and I just opened it up. I ate the filling out of the can.
You know there's other stuff with the filling in pumpkin pie, right?
I think I was probably, what, 8 when that happened, so probably didn't remember.
He may be referring to the kind of the can that's already seasoned. It's the pumpkin pie filling that you just sort of dump.
Yeah, it was yum. It had a picture of a pumpkin pie, slice of pie on the...
Yeah, that already was seasoned then, so that probably did taste just like a pumpkin pie.
It's still around, whoever makes it. I think I've seen those cans around the grocery store.
Oh, they make them, yeah.
It's
like
Libby's.
Libby's, that's it. Yep. You're right. There's a name that we don't hear much. All right, let's keep going with food news or wine news, Jennifer. If you've ever dreamed of turning water into wine, it's something that may... come true. There's a seltzer machine that you can buy, take carbonated water and make it into wine. New wine flavored concentrate called Sparkling Gold.
Is it actually wine or is it wine flavored?
Well, you put syrup into it, right?
It's a Soda Stream thing. I have a Soda Stream, so I'm definitely going to try it. It sounds terrible, though. But it's an alcohol syrup that you add to the carbonated water, and they say it turns it into, I think it's 10% alcohol volume if you measure it the way they tell you to.
Really? So how much would that cost you as compared to buying something like that in the store?
I don't know. Is this a wine flavor, or is this going to be more like an alcoholic beverage, like a mixed drink, or a wine cooler?
Well, it's 10% alcohol, so it's less than what regular wine would be, or regular champagne, but it is an alcoholic.
Is it like Asti Spumante? That's what I like, Asti Spumante. Is it like that?
I have never had that, so I don't know.
You've never had Asti Spumante?
Sweet champagne. It's sweet sparkling.
I don't like the sweet stuff. This is probably going to be way too sweet for me. But the thing that people are kind of talking about on social media with this, SodaStream is super popular. They're everywhere. They're in all the Bed Bath & Beyonds and Macy's and everything. But this particular flavor, they did a blind taste test, and apparently 76% of the people out of 100 said that they thought that was just as good or better than French champagne brands Moët and Veuve. I find that
this is supposed to
really
be like
hard to believe.
Yeah, so this is supposed to be—it's supposed to taste like champagne. Is the goal?
Yeah. It's
Doug
sparkling
totally like this.
Tastes like
wine-ish. I don't know. But how much water is in sparkling wine? This is just a water base that's flavored. That's where it's kind of losing me.
Water. It's water.
Yeah.
All right. Know. If you're a person that follows the dating site Zoosk, I'm not. What is the dating site? What do they do at Zoosk? Z-O-O-S-K, whatever.
Is Kara on Zeusk?
You're on
Zeusk? I'm not. I've never even heard of it. Yeah. Another one to try out.
This one's a good one for you, though, Kara. Listen up to this story.
All right. Zeusk. Dating.
I'm serious. Is it for 70-year-old women?
No. No. Okay. No, it's like, legit. It's legit.
Like recently found there are a lot of popular foods that have sparked the interest of a potential match. Website surveying 7,000 singles, analyzing a lot of dating profiles, looking through 364 million first messages to determine if a link between food and love does exist. Apparently, spoiler alert, it does. So, you and Lewis, when you first went out, what did you do with the first date? Where did you go to eat? First date.
Well, he took me to an Italian restaurant in Queens that was really good.
How original.
Yeah, I know.
Pellegrino, yeah, okay. All right.
It was delicious, though.
Don't tell him I said that. All right, so, Jennifer, you and Jeff, where was the first date? What did you eat on your first meal?
Which, this is weird, because I'm not a big sushi person, but we went to a Japanese restaurant, and I had, I had chicken. I had teriyaki chicken. You're fine. He had sushi.
I'd have cooked stuff.
Well, apparently sushi is actually one of the things that scores higher if you mention that you like it.
Yeah, salad, sushi, avocados score big on procuring more notes from potential mates.
Salad scores big?
Well, the top three are guacamole, potatoes, and chocolate. Those are the top three.
That doesn't surprise me.
Those are three of my four basic food groups.
I know.
That and mine. We're good.
Yeah. All right, so guacamole lovers score more dates online than anybody else. But
there you go, Kara. Just mention you love guacamole or put an avocado emoji in your profile and you might
That actually doesn't surprise me. That's a huge millennial thing. Everyone loves the guacamole.
And avocados in general.
I make very good guacamole, so I should also advertise that, I guess.
Right.
Don't mention fried chicken, however. That resulted in 15% fewer messages.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
And yams. AFC? Who would mention yams in a dating profile? But apparently if you do, that plummets your down by 70% of your chance of getting a date.
Yeah, it's probably because they wonder if you are a 70-year-old woman if you're mentioning yams.
Although I do love a good yam.
I mean, I do too, but like I wouldn't mention that.
I love a good yam too. That's wonderful.
I do.
All right, let's get to the job front. I'm looking at postings on ZipRecruiter.com. Those of you who are for a way to come up with a new job for the beginning of the new year, there is ZipRecruiter, and then there's ZipRecruiter, and then there's ZipRecruiter. All kinds of sales jobs. Here's an outside sales rep at a maintenance engineering company. Here's an assistant sales specialist at a retail store. Here's somebody that is supposed to be a person that repairs. This is very interesting. Repairs certain types of technical equipment. A lot of retail jobs. So that's this time of year, I suppose, as much as anything else. So anyway, the point is that there are lots of jobs and lots of opportunities, and you find out first and best and most thoroughly about them by using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter easily puts the smart matching technology they have to work for you. They'll match you, the qualified person, with the job that is best for you. Qualified candidates get matched with the company in 24 hours. ZipRecruiter says, post your job, we'll find the right candidate for you fast, and it does. 80-some-odd percent of employers who post on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV get quality candidates over the first night. Use it free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yes, free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
People search the Internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis,
Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, now 53 past the hour. Time for us to put the list in play this week of the top tech stories. Victoria Keeman is here with the details. Starting at number 5, we work to number 1. There's a new app that looks like it would be very helpful.
Well, especially with holiday travel, this app will definitely become one of your favorites. It's called AirHelp. It's a free app to download. And what they do is if you are experiencing severe delays or if your flight gets canceled or if you're bumped or anything like that, they'll negotiate with the airlines on your behalf. And they say the average amount of money that they get per successful claim is $450. So especially now with the busy holiday season coming up, American Airlines, we all know they haven't specifically said how many flights might be affected, but there is a pilot shortage just in time for the holidays. So AirHelp may be AirHelp may be an app that you will want to use. Just they do warn, though, that if you run into issues and airlines are very quick to offer up vouchers, do not take the voucher because that does prevent you from being able to make a monetary claim later on. So AirHelp will take 25% of whatever commission they can make. That's their commission for whatever money they can recover for you, but that's kind of not that big of a price to pay when you consider how many hours they might have to put in to
how
work on your behalf.
People get basically screwed because they don't understand the system.
Yep.
Anything else, right?
Exactly.
Okay, number 4 is a Google story that is not good. I was happy to learn this. So for those who didn't hear, repeat why Google is the bad guy this week.
Well, this has to do with Google and Android users, and you're right, this is not good news for Google. Since January, it has come to light, Android devices have been collecting cell ID codes and sending the information to Google without the user's permission and without their knowledge. The scariest part about this is that this is actually happening when the device doesn't even have a SIM card in it, and the GPS location services are disabled. It's still sending cell tower ID information. So it's basically telling Google what tower you're pinging off of. So it may not know the exact location of where you are on a certain street, but cell towers are everywhere. So it will always know the closest cell tower that you're pinging. So this is obviously a huge invasion of privacy, especially if people have disabled the GPS locator. And once Google has been called out about this, they said that they will stop collecting data by the end of the year. So we'll see where that goes. But that's not good news for Android users, and I think that this will most likely lead to a very large class action lawsuit, if I had to guess.
All right, so now we're working into December, and this is officially the time when people start thinking about the holiday season and gift buying. So number three is for you.
Yes. Every year, Google compiles a list of the top 10 product searches leading up to the holidays for holiday gifts. And there's a wide range of price tags on this year's list. Number 10 is an Hermes Birkin bag. That's $7,500. 9 is a Movement watch. Those are under $100. That's a good buy. Number 8 is Rihanna's Fenty Beauty line, which is also critically acclaimed. 7 is Nike Air Jordans from 1982. They're a remake. They're $220. They'll set you back. Number 6, family Christmas pajamas. Lots of people like to have the whole family in matching PJs, and that can start as cheap as $20. Number 5, Canada Goose parkas start at $9.25, also pricey. Number 4, Vans sneakers, they're very popular again. Number 3, Call of Duty World War II for Xbox One is $60 for the game. Number 2, UGG boots, that's always on the list every year for Christmas. And number 1 this year is Apple iPhone X, which starts at $1,000.
All right, let's get to number 2. The robots are coming. The robots are coming.
Mm-hmm. The fear of robots replacing jobs is, of course, very real. The good news is there are specific lines of work that will not suffer the same fate as others. High-risk jobs of losing to automation include anything that only requires a high school degree. Cashiers, toll booth operators, truck drivers, delivery drivers, things like that. 7.5 million retail jobs, they say, are at risk, according to this new study. McDonald's and Wendy's, of course, have already started adding kiosks, so, you know, counter people are also at risk. The good news is low-risk jobs include doctors, nurses, sports coaches, hairstylists, cosmetologists, songwriters, and social workers are all apparently not in danger of losing their jobs to automation, which is great news.
All right, number one, another Facebook focus.
Well, yes, the big news this week is if you're wondering, like so many people are, if you actually saw or fell for any of those Russian-funded Facebook ads during the 2016 presidential race, Facebook is now working on launching a help center portal that will allow users to see which pages or accounts were actually linked to Russia that you may have interacted with. So it will not show you every single ad that you saw, but it will show you the ones that are funded by Russian money. So they say that 126 million Facebook users saw Russia-linked content, and so by the end of this year, we should be able to see that portal.
All right. There it is. Top five items this week from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.